After decades of armed conflict and a dangerous ongoing insurgency against the elected government, Afghanistan, like many other nations, is looking for ways to promote peace. At George Mason University's Institute for Conflict Analysis and Resolution outside Washington, D.C., Professor Dennis Sandoli and his students are trying to find ways to help.
We offer insights on how to deal with relationships between human beings that have gone bad, so bad that they try to kill each other.
This semester, Sandoli is conducting a class in peace building, coaxing his students to examine the specific policies, organizational structures, social and political climates that tend to breed violence. Later, they will learn strategies for transforming conflict into cooperation.
Peace building interests me just because it approaches what happens after the conflict as well as during, which I think is an important piece of the process.
Since I'm from Kenya, I thought it is good to take a class on peace building. And Kenya has been negotiating for their peace for the last many years.
It's not just about teaching and grading and reading. It's about making them peace builders.
Well, Mohammed Charkawi.
Sandoli's peace building class promotes listening, negotiation, and mediation as workable strategies for resolving disputes and avoiding or stopping violence. He says the role of peace builders is to facilitate conflict resolution, not impose solutions.
We shouldn't be doing the work for them. For them, the parties to really arrive at something that's going to be sustainable, self-maintaining, they have to come up with it. What we should then do, and this is really an art form more than a science, what we then should do is help them.
The United Nations has promoted peace building throughout its existence. But it was given a new impetus in 2005 when the UN Security Council met to discuss the current state of peace building in the world today. Executive Director of the Global Partnership for the Prevention of Armed Conflict, Paul Van Tongeren, called for more active measures to promote peace building activities.
It's intolerable that millions of civilians die from violent conflict at a time when the international community has the knowledge and the resources to prevent it.
Today, that knowledge and those resources for preventing conflict are being passed on to a new generation of peace builders in places like Dennis Sandoli's class in Northern Virginia. George Dwyer, VOA News.
I will gladly do that.
Thanks, Todd.